Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me again today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead, and he is going to be joining me for part two of a two-part series we were talking about last week, the state legislature wrestling with the $5 billion problem. And so we'll continue that discussion today. And as we left off last week, we were talking about the fact that Minnesota is certainly not alone among the states in the union that have a financial boondoggle.
We like to think we're unique here in the state, but the fact is everyone's broke right now.
Yeah.
Government is broke.
Yeah.
We've been on some tough times economically throughout the country. A lot of states are facing the same, if not bigger, challenges than we are in Minnesota. But ultimately, it comes down to what reform is and what it means. You know, how do we keep providing that quality of life in Minnesota, that service-type government that we've all come to know and love and rely on, but how can we do it in maybe a better, smarter, different way that gets us some of the same results, but maybe can do it a little more affordable? That's the $5 billion question.
There you
is
go.
How we get there. You know, but I really feel that, you know, this governor is, he's a unique governor. What we've seen, you know, so far in his first 100 days is that he's not beholden to one group or another. Classic example is a traditional stronghold for Democrats has been the education lobby. Well, the governor came out and signed an alternative pathway bill with the Republican-led legislature that really bucked the teachers' union.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down the gambling. The tribes in Minnesota have been a strong funder for the Democrats. And the governor has said, you know, during the campaign trail and even up to this point, is that he's open to the idea of gaming as a revenue source.
Sure.
Environmental issues. The governor signed an environmental reform bill that speeds up permitting processes. It was a strong business push for that bill. Republicans liked it. Environmentalists were concerned. The governor signed it. So it's just he's unique, and he's really shown an independent streak that I really believe will set the stage for a nice compromise at the end. Now we just need to see how the Republican-led legislature will step up to the plate to show that independent streak.
You know, doesn't it always kind of come down to where both parties want to be able to say, look at the great legislation we put together, you know, and look like heroes to their core group of supporters? Isn't that kind of what it's?
You know, I
usually would
say traditionally that is the thought, but as of late, we're seeing a little bit different movement towards, you know, especially from the conservative or right of center folks. They're not really interested in hearing what people have done for government. They're more of a, what are you doing to get government out? So that poses a tricky situation because, you know, the answer can't be just less or no government. I mean, there has to be some sort of level of services and you know, government. So traditionally, yes, but I think in this day and age, I don't know. I mean, everything is different.
Well, we'll have to leave it at that, Brad, and thanks so much for dropping by and sharing with us about the $5 billion problem facing the state legislature. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.